So, you want to make it in the tough world of selling cheeseburgers? You want to open your own McDonald's franchise? In this video, I'm going to explain how that works. The secret of the success of McDonald's lies in their franchise model. McDonald's has over 38,695 restaurants around the world, but they run less than 3,000 of them directly. As of 2019, 36,059 of them are franchise restaurants operated by a franchisee. That's around 93% of them. So how might you become the owner of a McDonald's franchise? Well, first, you need a whole wodge of unencumbered money. That means you haven't borrowed it, you just have it sitting in the bank. In the UK, that amount is at least £100,000. And in the US, it is at least $250,000. You need to pay an initial franchise fee of £30,000 here in the UK or $45,000 in the US to McDonald's, and this is a one-off fee. Next, you embark on a rigorous 9-month training period during which you will learn the McDonald's method, their standards of service, their standards of quality, their standards of value, their formulas, their specifications for their menus, inventory control techniques, and so on and so forth. You also agree to operate the restaurant from a single location, usually for a 20-year period, following their guidelines for decor, signage, layout, and whatever else. Now you've invested your initial fee and completed the training, McDonald's will offer you a location that they have already developed. You cannot set up in a property that you own yourself. The property must be owned by McDonald's themselves. The exterior of the building will be completed already, but you must take charge of finishing the interior. You will need to pay for building materials and other costs during this process. You'll be buying kitchen equipment, seating, landscaping, bins, and whatever else is needed. Naturally, McDonald's will have favored providers for all of these things. Depending on the location, you might spend between £400,000 and £800,000 here in the UK, or up to $2.2 million in the US. But only 25% of this must be unencumbered. You can take the rest from a bank loan. Now, once you're up and running, you've bought the burgers and the buns and the fries and so on and so forth from the suppliers, and you're selling cheeseburgers like there's no tomorrow, you naturally do not get to keep all of that money. McDonald's need to be paid a percentage fee on the sales and also rent. This number can be as high as 27.5%, depending on the profitability of your franchise. It breaks down as follows. The rent is between 8.5% and 18% of your sales. In the US, the average is 10.7%. The sales fee is between 4 and 5%, and then there's another 4.5% towards national marketing spend. Thus, you can see McDonald's is not really in the business of selling burgers. It is, at heart, a franchising, real estate, and marketing business. You are looking at its three core revenue streams: franchising, real estate, and marketing. And all of these streams are extremely stable since they all come from franchisees. As a comparison, those 2,636 stores that McDonald's operate themselves give them only a 16% margin, but McDonald's keep around 82% of the revenue they make from their franchisees. Now, for all this, you, the franchisee, are provided with a McDonald's field consultant who can give you support and come and visit your franchise. Yes, that's right. McDonald's do not provide you with burgers, buns, or staff. You acquire and pay for all of those yourself. Feeling a bit shortchanged? Well, why does anybody do this? Well, one reason that people invest in a McDonald's franchise is because the margins on the product that you will be selling are very high. McDonald's can leverage its huge brand name to secure extremely low rates from their preferred suppliers. For example, it is estimated that the margin on the McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese is over 40%. It costs $3.89 to buy a Quarter Pounder in your typical McDonald's restaurant, which means the per unit wholesale price of all the ingredients must be in the region of $2.33. So every quarter pounder sold makes a return of $1.56 less the cost of land and labour. It's estimated that the typical McDonald's restaurant makes around $7,000 a day. To keep things simple, because I just want to give you a rough idea of the running costs and the margins, let's just pretend that we are selling quarter pounders only. To make that much revenue, we'd have to sell 1,799 quarter pounders in a day. From this, we can work out the total cost of variable capital. That's the wholesale price of the burgers, buns, cheese, onions, ketchup, and so on. We know it's $2.33 per unit. So that's times 1,799 by $2.33, and that makes a grand total of $4,192.80. So now we're left with $2,807.20 we need to pay the staff from this. On a busy day, it's estimated that you'd need 12 staff roles, but this is not a busy day, this is an average day. So let's say we have 8 shifts with you, the franchisee, acting as the store manager yourself. 2 minions on the till for 8 hours, 3 minions in the kitchen, 1 minion on fries, and 2 minions mopping up and in the back room. We'll put them on, let's say, $9 an hour. So what does that come to? Well, it's $72 each for the day and total staff costs of $576 for the day. But in fact, realistically, the store will be open for longer than 1 8-hour shift. So let's simply double this and assume you need to pay another 8 people for the late shift. Typically, there's the 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. shift, and then there's the 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. shift. So our total staff costs are actually $1,152. So let's take those labor costs from the leftover revenue, and what are we left with? $1,655 for the day. But now let's give McDonald's their share. Note that they do not take the percentage of your profits, but from your gross sales. That's a percentage of all $7,000 revenue you made that day. So let's run the numbers. 10.7% rent of $7,000 makes $749. 4% sales fee is another $280. 4.5% marketing fees, another $315. So that's a grand total of $1,344 that you need to pay to McDonald's. So let's take that from the remaining revenue, which was, if you recall, $1,655, and we are left with a grand total of, wait for it, $311 profit for the day. Now, assume you do this for 7 days a week and you're looking at $2,177 for the week, $8,708 a month, and $104,496 a year. I mean, it's okay, but I don't think it's a mega investment given all the costs and the work and the hours that you'd have to put in. However, bear in mind that this is all assuming that this restaurant only ever has average days, and in reality, there'd be some days of massively increased sales, typically Saturdays at lunchtimes, for example, and certain special occasions in the calendar. But there are some other snags. If McDonald's want to change the look and feel of their restaurants, they can get very demanding with franchisees to pay the costs of fixing the interiors. All of the fixed capital costs, that's the kitchen equipment, the seating, the decor, and so on, is always on the franchisee to pay. But McDonald's can pressure you into spending on these things on pain of contract termination, citing their terms and conditions. Also, since franchisees pay the wages of staff and not McDonald's, recent protests demanding that McDonald's pay their staff $15 an hour target entirely the wrong people. McDonald's do not have a particular incentive not to virtue signal in such situations, especially as they look to retain confidence from shareholders and investors. So it's possible that McDonald's do not oppose or lobby such government-mandated hikes in wages because it is ultimately the franchisee who is hit by it, not McDonald's. Just something else to be aware of. But all in all, despite the high startup costs and the seemingly high fees and rates, getting involved in a McDonald's franchise still looks to be a near guaranteed return on investment, but perhaps not as much as you might think. Now get out.